There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better, and I just pray that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. You be steadfast, you stay loyal and firm. You be diligent in this walk with God, and you're helpful to as many people as possible along your journey. And I just pray that you just keep him first forever. You wait on the Lord, you stay patient, you stay steadfast and loyal for him, and that through every trial, tribulation, test, any hardship you're dealing with, just know the Lord is going to bring you through and see you through. You're going to have a testimony about it. Amen. Most definitely. God is amazing. His son is awesome for dying for our sins. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, 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 y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up, giving us another chance to get close to him, another day to get at it. Let us thank the Lord for, you know, his grace, love, mercy, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. Most definitely. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. Just thank him for everything, all right? More praising, less complaining. Amen. You got to be more appreciative and grateful for things going on these last days and these end times and these perilous times in the days of Noah. You know, we got to stay strong, people. We have to stay upright for the Lord. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate you all for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. Greetings, body of Christ. Shalom, family, all four corners of the earth. Love you all. Appreciate you all. Praying for you all right? We got to constantly pray for another, one uplift one another, encourage each other, okay? We're scattered off four corners, and we're still able to praise the same creator, amen? So give God praise for that, because that's very awesome, amazing how, no matter how far we at in our life, where we at, we can still call on the name of the Lord, amen? He can hear us and answer our prayers right on the spot, right on the dime, or further throughout the day, or even randomly, amen? So just always, always expect things from the Lord. Bless the person whose hope is in the Lord. Bless the person whose trust is in the Lord. Hallelujah. So always wait on the Lord and just trust him and praise him. Yes, yes, through it all. The good, bad, ugly, rain, snow, sunshine, through the storm, weather the storm, people, trust in the Lord. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes. Welcome, everybody. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather in harmony, peace, love for the Lord. God loves when people are together in unity and harmony for him. When two or three are gathered, there the Lord is among us. Amen. So all of us, all four corners of the earth, God's glory is all over, everywhere. His handiwork is always evident and shown. So praise the Lord for his creation. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the birds in the air, all the creatures in the sea, all the trees, the plants, the mountains, anything that has breath, praise the Lord. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Gotta stay strong. Gotta hang in there, people. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us constantly keep obeying the Most High, obey his word, obey the gospel, know the Lord better. Let's keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. His son is coming back in an hour nobody knows but the Father. He is coming back like a thief in the night. All right, so stay ready and stay on point. Stay clean and sharp till he returns. Keep your lamps and your oils burning for him. Most definitely, y'all. He is coming back for a people who is spotless and blameless. So let us tighten up and do better. Let's clean up ourselves and help others clean themselves too. Iron sharpens iron, edification, correction, love, strength, peace, gladness, merry heart, joy, all that and above, abundance and prosperity. I speak those things over your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the Lord supply you with all your needs and his great riches in Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. So he will do things more abundantly than we ask, exceedingly more abundantly than we ask of him. Okay, so pray to the Lord, cry out to him, praise him, do what you got to do for him. Dance, clap your hands, sing his new song, so forth and so forth. Amen. The Lord has brought you through so much things, so you got a lot to praise about, all right? And he continues to get you through all this stuff, okay? So he's going to be with us even more closer and harder in these end times, most definitely, okay? So let us stay strong and hang in there, all right? Now, today's message, we're going to continue this last portion of this brochure, this short books, these short readings, and quick reminders of this church, okay? So the Christian Service Center in St. Petersburg, Florida, shouts to Pastor Mark C. Smith. God bless that church. So quick story short, I went to this church in Tampa, St. Petersburg. I went there early in March. I went there for an overseas basketball combine event, and I was there within the Tampa region for the whole weekend in early March, and I so happened to go to this church after the basketball event on my way back home, and this church welcomed me with open arms and showed some love and gave me some quick reminders and books, so that's why I'm just reading through them and always appreciating that. You know, it's always amazing to run into other churches and fellowships that will have you meet great people on this journey and path, amen. It just shows you that you're not alone, all right? There's always great people out there serving the same creator as you, all right? So love, harmony, and peace, much more, okay? So we're going to go through this last book of the package of the brochure that they gave me, and then we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing, and we'll close out with giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins, amen. Hallelujah, y'all, most definitely. So here we go. The title of this is Building Barricades of Truth, Pastor Mark C. Smith, Christian Service Center, St. Petersburg, Florida. Building Barricades of Truth, Keeping Satan Out and Jesus In, by Pastor Mark C. Smith. No matter where you live in this world, Satan's influence is there. Look around and see his devastation from the USA to the remote regions of Africa. Scripture declares he is the God of this age in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Satan has been keeping people in spiritual darkness and away from the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can see Satan's signature all throughout history. From the beginning with his deception of mankind in the Garden of Eden to this present day, he has stopped at nothing to destroy God's plan of redemption through the promised seed, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord. He failed in his attempt to get rid of Jesus by having him crucified, thus fulfilling the very plan of God. Jesus arose the victor over sin, hell, death, and the devil. A major portion of Satan's plan is now launched against the Church of Jesus Christ. When I say church, I am referring to those who have experienced genuine salvation and the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, being both Savior and Lord of their lives. Now, you, the church, are not exempt from the deceptions and influence of Satan, but you can learn to discern and stay free from his control and desire over your life. Jesus has made every provision for your freedom and sanctification to live in him and apart from this ungodly, Satan-influenced worldly system. The choice is yours to whatever extent you desire God's influence in and over your life. Let me say this. It requires your entire being surrendered to God the Father in order for you to have a victorious life in Jesus Christ. The scriptures declare that God is holy and you are to be holy in all your conduct, behavior, and living. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 through 16 says, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" Under construction. Number one, God is at work in you, sanctifying every part of your being. Number two, the sanctification process of God causes you to become blameless in every area of your life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." To be blameless means there is no one who can point the finger at you, blaming you for some area of continuing sin or fault. You are being made clean, spotless, and innocent every area of your life through the inward working of the Spirit of God. Sanctification is the word for the spiritual progress you are making through the abiding fellowship you are having with God the Father through the truth of his eternal word. It is the process by which you are being separated from every rudiment of sin its effect upon your life, and the releasing of its hold on you. Yet at the same time, you're being drawn closer to God, hearing him more clearly, becoming more and more like Jesus as you continue in the word. You are actually experiencing spiritual growth by the transformation of the character of your life. Jesus is alive in you. You're going from glory to glory, victory to victory. Stay focused. Since all of this has taken place in your life, there is a counter force at work that wants this wonderful spiritual growth in the ways of God, your Father, to stop. Remember that you have an enemy. You are at war with this enemy, who is known as the devil. Paul wrote to the Ephesian believers to be strong in the strength of God. The book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Why? All of us must know the one who is keeping us safe and secure, God. It is not of our own ability. Depend on your heavenly Father's ability, and it will flow in and through you. Paul wanted to give the Ephesians and us a warning about Satan's methods of deception, alerting us how God wants us to see spiritually. We need discernment in the spiritual realm while living in a physical world. Our warfare is spiritual, not with flesh and blood. See what the scripture is saying. The book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Your problem is not with that person, but with the spiritual force operating on that person. Allow God to open your eyes so you can respond with the spiritual authority of God's word in the name of Jesus. So many believers have their eyes on people, circumstances, their problems, world events, religious icons, retirement gossip, and worldly pursuits. They don't even notice that the devil is making inroads into their very minds and slowly taking them captive by eroding the word of truth with the lust of other things. Paul gives each of us encouragement in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 18. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance, as supplication for all the saints. He writes that if we are properly armed with the armor of God, living in a vital union and fellowship with him according to the truth, all the fiery attacks of the devil would be quenched. Did you hear what I just wrote? All attacks from the devil would be quenched, canceled, and put out. This is something for which to stop and to thank God right now. Hallelujah, amen. There is a place of abiding in Jesus where righteousness dwells. Righteousness is ours due to our new birth in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. As Savior and Lord, it is available now to all who are in Christ while living here upon the earth. It is a place of continuous ongoing communication between you and the Father, where your spirit and union with the Holy Spirit are in divine contact at all times. When you are walking in union with God and dependent upon him, you are dwelling in righteousness. You are in a state of living and walking right with God, manifesting his life, peace, and joy, looking to Jesus in all the affairs concerning your life. The problem most Christians experience is becoming or being still and knowing God is God. Psalms 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." This exaltation of God, the Father, can begin in you right now. Most people do not spend quiet, contemplative prayer time with the Lord, a time in which they meditate on the word of God, slowly taking in the riches of each verse, allowing God to reveal his heart and thoughts to them. Many go to God and treat him as a message courier to carry out their orders. How many times in recent days have you gone before the throne of grace, placed yourself at the feet of God and rested there, awaiting his pleasure, listening to his voice and instruction, allowing him to be God and not you, having God's word before you and using it as an avenue to enter into his very presence, asking the Father to instruct you in truth, going to him with difficult passages you do not understand, trusting him to grant you the understanding in his own time. Quiet alone time with God will produce his blessing in your life. And Matthew 6, In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 6, Jesus said, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in a secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Take time to meditate and think about this verse and really see where the Lord is drawing you. As you begin to pray, worship, and talk to your Father and wait on Him, you become more sensitive to His leading while you are out in the everyday affairs of life. It is vitally important to develop this kind of prayer. It will also serve as a further guard against deception and error. This world tries to keep us so busy and concerned about other things that we hardly give God any of our personal time at all. And He is to have it all. This subject of abiding in Jesus as the place of life and blessing requires a book of its own. Read and study the blueprint, the Bible. Let's return now to our subject of knowing and blocking Satan's inroads in our lives. The words of Jesus must be heeded as warnings concerning certain people who will come in His name. They are ungodly people whom Jesus said would come saying they are Christ anointed. Yes, there are some who claim to be Jesus, and most of them are either in jail, a mental hospital, or are dead. Yet there are those who proclaim they have an anointing of God and come in the name of Jesus. This is where discernment must be in operation. The term anointing has become very popular in recent years. Many claim to have an anointing of Jesus and invite you to come here and watch them perform under this anointing. Beware, brothers and sisters, and read through the Gospels as to what Jesus said concerning deception and false Christ anointings. The scripture declares that Jesus made Himself of no reputation. The book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. He did not boast, advertise, or say, 'Come look at the miracles I will do today along the shores of Galilee. The people sought Him out. He even told the leper who was cleansed to tell no one. The book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 3 to 4. "Then Jesus put out His hand and touched him, saying, 'I am willing, be cleansed.' Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, 'See that you tell no one, but go your way. Show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them.'" When Jesus raised Jairus' daughter from the dead, he instructed the parents to tell no one what had happened. The book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 56. "And her parents were astonished, but He charged them to tell no one what had happened." This flies in the face of what many are doing in this day, seeking to promote self in the cloak of Jesus' name. So-called apostles and prophets being exposed for excesses and horrible sin, which are not even to be named. To God be the glory in the churches. Seek to glorify God and give Jesus the first place in all things. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17 says, "But he who glories, let him glory in the Lord." As the old song says, "The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back, no turning back. Our eyes are to be upon Jesus, and He is to lead. We are to follow Him. God gets all the credit. We are blessed to be used of God in operation of God. The Holy Spirit instructs us. We do not instruct Him. When a man is exalted and people go to see a Christian show or a prophetic circus, run, get away, or be duped into error." Jesus said there would be those who call Him Lord and do many wonders in His name, whom He does not know. He told them in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 23, "And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Jesus is warning us about deception from within our ranks, and their motives are not godly. Looking at Matthew 24, Jesus used the word deceive 4 different times, referring to people who go about deceiving others. The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 4, is His general command and warning not to be deceived or seduced by anybody. The book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 4, "And Jesus answered and said to them, 'Take heed that no one deceives you.'" The other 3 times He tells us These deceivers will come to us using his name and proclaiming to have his anointing and saying they are prophets by the signs they perform. Read these verses. The book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 5, 11 and 24. For many will come in my name saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. Verse 11, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Verse 24, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Jesus said many will be deceived. Their purpose and goal is to lead you astray and away from the real Jesus. It is done by using the name of Jesus, teaching, preaching, and quoting scripture. Most of these deceivers do not even know that they themselves are deceived and are being used as puppets of Satan. Be aware and alert in Jesus. We are told in the book of James 2, 1, deal with our sin. 2, allow God's word to be engrafted or become one with our lives, producing God's salvation. 3, the fruit will be a living out of the truth that has been planted in us, keeping us from being self-deceived. The book of James, chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. My fellow believers, do not be ignorant of Satan's devices, schemes, or plans against you. Jesus said these things will take place, but you need not fall for them. Allow the whole counsel of God's word to be your safeguard. As you continue to live in the word of God, the truth will be revealed to you. God's truth contains all the liberty and freedom you need in Jesus Christ. The revelation of God's word to you reveals Jesus himself. All the glory goes to him and not to a person. The book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 32, 36. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, shall set you free. Verse 36, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Stay with the truth, and Jesus will be revealed more. Paul warned Timothy that evil men and imposters, religious, false, and fake ones, would grow worse and worse. These imposters are deceived and will deceive others. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 13. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Paul went on to tell Timothy that there is a time coming when people will not want to hear or support the wholesome, uncorrupted, pure teaching of God's word. They will turn away from the truth. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Timothy was encouraged to continue in the scriptures, which would produce spiritual growth and maturity. It would result in becoming a man of God, fully furnished and equipped to do his ministry work. Stay with the scriptures and know those who teach it to you. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Timothy was encouraged to use every opportunity to preach the word and work as an evangelist, thus fulfilling God's call on his life. The book of 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 2 and 5. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. Verse 5. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Paul knew the importance of guarding his heart and keeping it pure and undefiled before God. It was also his desire to share these truths with others so that each of us could remain true to our Lord Jesus. Counterproductive workers. There is one other area of deception I would like to touch on for just a moment. I was quickened to it during the editing of this booklet. It is in the area of those who resist or withstand the leadership in your local assembly. Those who speak against the pastors, their wives, or anyone in a God-appointed position of ministry. For one reason or another, a tearing down, belittling, contentious spirit looks for those who are weak in the church, new converts, or those having the same wicked spirit and wish to plant their seeds of rebellion and discord among the brethren. This is a deceptive, fault-finding antichrist spirit in operation. God in his word warns about idle talking, gossip, and fault-finding concerning those in positions of leadership. Even Paul corrected himself when he said the wrong thing about someone in a leadership position. The book of Acts chapter 23, verses 4 through 5. And those who stood by said, "Do you revile God's high priest?" Then Paul said, "I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, 'You shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people.'" Those who cause division instead of going to the leadership to work out any disagreements, they seek out others to attach themselves to and drain out their spiritual life, like a leech who draws out the very blood from your body, thus infecting them with the seed of Satan. The book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 15 states in part, "We are to honor all men." The book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 says, "And we urge you, brethren, to recognize, acknowledge, appreciate, and respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you." Verse 13, "And to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves." You could clearly see that those who speak against God appointed leadership are not walking in the love of God, nor are they at peace. There is still a self-seeking inward demonic agitation, which will not allow them to esteem, consider, or think very highly of them in love. Remember the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. Here are a few of the qualities of love. It is patient, kind, does not exalt itself, puts pride down. Love does not dishonor, nor is it selfish or stirred up easily, and thinks no evil or harm. God's love rejoices in the truth, endures patiently. It has faith and hope, and it will never fail nor come to an end. These are some of the spiritual qualities that have been imparted to each spirit-filled believer by the Holy Spirit. So when a believer chooses to do the opposite of the revealed word of God, especially in this area of spiritual leadership, they need to experience deep repentance, ministry, and deliverance. Their condition is brought to light by the conviction of the Holy Spirit. They seek ministry and many are set free, but others allow themselves to return to it because they have not guarded their heart and filled it with the word of God. As the scripture says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, "The dog is turned to his own vomit again." Read and study for yourself the book of 2 Peter chapter 2 and the book of Jude chapter 8 through 13. Well, the book of Jude verses 8 through 13. This is a good study that will open your eyes and expose those who do such things. It will cause you to acquire a spiritual awareness and to stay clear of such people. Pray for their salvation and deliverance. Building blocks to freedom in Jesus. Maybe you have been influenced by such a person. Repent before God. Ask the Lord to cleanse you from all uncleanness and all and unrighteousness. Allow the blood of Jesus to wash away your sin. Repent for listening to such things. Cry out to God for freedom and total deliverance in Jesus' name. Ask God to break Satan's hold over your life in this area and receive your forgiveness and freedom. Allow Jesus to be Lord over you in this area. Then go to your pastor and let him know so there will be no walls between the both of you. Shut the door to the devil and get Jesus back on the throne of your life. The book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, "Keep guard and protect your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life." Be very careful of what you allow to your spirit and to your thoughts. Words received from a wrong spirit will affect your behavior and your walk with God in every area. It will stop the blessing and favor of God in your life. Do not allow your ear to be a garbage can for people to dump trash into. Stop it at the very beginning by saying, "You do not want to hear anything that is contrary to Scripture." Do not allow seeds of Satan into your heart. Offer to pray and ask God's blessing on the life of the person who is being spoken about. This will usually stop the mouth every time. This is well pleasing to the Lord, and he will bless you for your obedience to him. I hope this has helped some of you. This will help you to build another barricade of truth and keep the door shut to the devil, keeping him under your feet where he belongs. At the same time, giving honor and glory to Christ Jesus in you. Remember, to God be all the glory, power, and dominion now and forevermore. Defeat unbelief. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11 reveals more of the devil's strategy, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. His purpose is to gain the advantage in your life. The word advantage is about gaining the upper hand, having you in his reach, acquiring the greater control over your life. Ignorance and unbelief are two of our greatest enemies. Ignorance keeps you away from scripture, away from prayer and fellowship. Unbelief nullifies what you know to be true of God's word when you begin to doubt it. All it takes is a questioning thought that can put doubt into your heart about God's intention. Like what the serpent, the devil, put into Eve's heart by saying, "Has God indeed said?" Always go to the Lord and his word. Father knows best. Avoiding ignorance and unbelief, one must be proactive, having an inward zeal, fervor, hunger, and passion for the whole counsel of the word of God. Don't let anything stop you from knowing all you can about your Heavenly Father and Jesus, your Lord. Dig deep into the counsel and fellowship of the Father. Don't allow yourself to become lopsided in any one area of the word. Become a fully rounded child of God. Have a balanced diet in the doctrines of God's word. Study, examine, and pray your way through the word. Allow the Lord to open up to you great and mighty things you did not know. Allow the word of God to penetrate your being so that it is able to expose sin and renew your mind, bringing hope, faith, and purpose to your life, causing the very character of your being to be molded and changed, becoming more and more like Jesus. Make your life's motto, Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." When a person or a ministry focuses on one specific area, such as faith, healing, or prophesy, and neglects other areas of truth and doctrine, they can become lopsided concerning the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture. This can allow deception to enter in because of ignorance to God's revealed word. Your safeguard against error is a life in the Word of God, allowing the Holy Spirit to teach you. You need the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit baptism. Let me say a few things about the importance of the Holy Spirit baptism. After Jesus' resurrection and appearance to his disciples, he commanded them to preach the gospel and to make disciples, but not until they received the promise of the Father, the baptism in the Holy Spirit. With this endowment of power, the Holy Spirit would enable them to be effective witnesses for the gospel of Jesus, being a living apostle for Jesus. The disciples were instructed to wait in Jerusalem until this occurred. Read about it in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 46 through 49, and the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Jesus told them they needed this endowment of power, and so do we. It is the very presence of God, the Holy Spirit, dwelling within us. Read Jesus' words. The book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 4, also 5 and 8. "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me." Verse 5, 4. "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Verse 8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." You need the Holy Spirit as your teacher, guide, and comforter. If it was important for the disciples, it is important for you also. The scripture declares in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 13, "How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Ask the Father to baptize you with the Holy Spirit as a believer in Jesus. Allow his presence and life to fill your being. Allow God to give you his precious gift of speaking in other tongues, as did the disciples and others in the book of Acts. Speaking in tongues is the heavenly sign of the inward dwelling of the Holy Spirit. Accept no less. It is the will of God for your life. Do not allow religion, false doctrine, or deceived people keep you from God's promise for your life. Read the following passages of Scripture and allow God's truth to be your guide and heart's desire. The book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. The book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 44 through 48. The book of Acts, chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. Also the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verses 1 through 5. And also the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 14, verses 18 and 39. Religion and cessation doctrine will say this was for the early church and is no longer needed. This is another lie of Satan to keep God's people from having all God intended for them to have. Compromise is a curse for the rooting in of unbelief. causing many who need God's fullness to go without, keeping them from having God's best. Having the fullness of the Holy Spirit enables you to have the Word of God open up to you with all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Jesus promised that when the Holy Spirit comes, He will guide you into all truth and glorify Jesus. The book of John, chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth, for He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. He will glorify Me, for He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. You need the Holy Spirit to keep you from deception and to keep you growing in grace and truth. The Holy Spirit is the true Spirit of truth. Mm-hmm. Getting back to our subject of deception, let's see how it works so we can avoid its pitfalls. Avoid pitfalls of deception. The book of James, chapter 1, verse 16 says, "Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren." First, James is addressed in the 12 tribes by calling him brethren. Second, there is the ability for believers to be deceived, or else James would not have written the warning, "Do not be deceived." Look for a moment at the meaning of this word, deceived, in King James Version. Deceived, or to deceive, means to seduce, wander, or go out of the way, to roam, or depart from the truth, safety, or virtue. One evening, as I was teaching on the subject and defining the word deception, the Lord showed me right then the progressive steps that Satan used to cause a person to depart from God. Satan is at work to lure you away from Jesus Christ, or for you to become ineffective and spiritually weak. The Lord quickened to me as to how believers can know for themselves if a deception has come into their lives and to detect its progression. As I was reading the last part of the definition of deception, the Lord opened my eyes. I saw the visible effects that take place when deception has entered the heart. Three progressive steps of deception. First, departure from truth. Second, departure from safety. Third, departure from virtue. Number one, departure from truth. The first evidence of deception is a backing off from the Word of God, especially the meat of the Word. That part of the Word which goes in deep and exposes sin, bad habits, lust, compromise, prayerlessness, and laziness, to name a few. The hunger and passion for the Word begins to decrease. Personal Bible study, reading the Word, private prayer, and devotion begin to decrease. You no longer sense the sweetness of the Lord's presence. Going to church becomes a ritual, even to the point of making excuses for not going. You only want the bless me messages. You begin to search out compromising ministries and people who will pamper your flesh. Many in this condition will only want to focus on love, yet just the part of love they want to hear. They begin to question and reject sound teaching. This is part of the devil's strategy to cause you to question the truth you have received. This puts doubt in you about God's real intention, causing a departure from the truth and a distancing of yourself from God and from others in the body of Christ. Number two, departure from safety. The second evidence is departure from safety. There is a spiritual separation that begins to take place. You begin to pull back from serving God. You begin to question spiritual leadership. You quit your obligations, making excuses for not being able to fulfill your responsibilities to the work of the Lord. Decrease in attending church meetings, not wanting to fellowship with other believers, especially those who are strong in the Lord and who are discerning. Departure from safety results in departure from the body of true believers, resulting in a further distancing from God's umbrella of protection and giving more place to the devil and his influence in your life. Number three, departure from virtue. The third evidence is departure from virtue. This is when your character begins to change. The old man begins to surface again in all of his ugliness. There is a reverting back to the way you were before knowing Jesus, a backslidden condition manifested by bad attitudes, inability to cope, emotions up and down, becoming more and more unchristlike. Yet while this is occurring, the deception that the devil wants you to believe is this: I'm still okay and in right standing with God. He understands what I am going through. We all have areas to overcome, so don't judge me. God loves me and He knows me. All the while, you are far from God and are not hearing truth anymore. Wow, what a position to be in. This kind of person will need a God encounter. Let me tell you this, there is hope for such a person. Jesus will see to it. God grants repentance, but it must be acted on. Know God loves you and will chasten you. The book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 5 through 6 and 11. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are being rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens, and scourges every son whom he receives. Verse 11. Now, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Accept the Father's correction, repent, allow the blood of Jesus to cleanse you from all sin, get free and stay free, be filled with the fullness of God and his great love for you. Looking unto Jesus, the master builder, Jesus is still setting captives free and bringing out those who are in prison. God will bring his word to your remembrance, but you must embrace it and cry out to him for total and complete deliverance. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. The battlefield, the mind, will be an ongoing battle, but Jesus has won the war and the battle is the Lord's. As a child of God, walk and live in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Have a heart that hungers and thirsts after the Lord, a heart that desires to know his will. Walk in his love and never depart from his word. Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, to present your body as a living sacrifice to God, which is your service to him. There is no sacrifice too great to keep yourself in the love of God. Love your heavenly Father above all else. The book of James chapter 1, verse 21 speaks of laying aside all the uncleanness, dirt, wrong, and harm we have in us, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. You must apply yourself to this. The Holy Spirit quickens and convicts, but you must respond and surrender. Call upon the Lord while he is near. Keep your heart humble and submitted to God. This is the fertile soil which allows the word to germinate and grow, thus becoming one with you. Be transformed in your very thinking. As the word of God lives in you, you will begin to think as God thinks. Allow the Holy Spirit to give you godly thoughts and actions. You begin to do as Jesus would do. You will find yourself more yielded to the operation of the Holy Spirit in your life. Heed these words from Colossians. The book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Here is encouragement for today and hope for the future. There is coming a day we will all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to give an accounting of our lives as Christians. As believers, live a life before his throne now. Accept his life and counsel today and every day. Heed the words King David penned in Psalm 27, verses 1 through 8. A psalm of David, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies and all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praise to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Always be before the face of God in the presence of Jesus our Christ and only Savior. There is much ministry to be done in this world. Your Father needs you to continue the mission which Jesus began. You are never alone and God is for you. Keep your heart tender toward Jesus and his word. Never pull away. If you find yourself staying out of the word, neglecting prayer, avoiding church or strong Christians, strong believers, if your attitude changed to the negative and your emotions are on edge, if you find yourself listening to gossip or bad mouth in leadership, if you find yourself withdrawn from ministry or just wanting to hear the bless me messages, these are some of the signs of deception or hidden sin where an offense to the word has come in. Run to Jesus. Cry out to the Lord to create a clean and tender heart within you. Do not stop until it is done. Then begin to do those things which foster first love toward God. The cry of Hosanna in the highest should be upon our lips, keeping Jesus in his proper place upon the throne of our lives. Jesus is the blessed hope of our lives. You are world overcomers because of your active present now faith in Jesus. Keep it at all cost. Guard it with your life. Fall in love with God's word and become what it says you are. The book of 1 John chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Jesus' victory is your victory. Appropriate it now. Read the following verses from Jude, verses 20 through 24. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who was able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. There is a day coming when each of us will be before his presence. So trust his word that he is at work in you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Over 20 years ago, as a young Christian, a pastor gave me a scripture to stand on. I have done so for all of these years and have found it to be true over and over again. Now, as a pastor, I give it to you. The book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Take courage, my brother and sister. God loves you, and he knows what he is doing in your life. Trust him. May the Lord continue to bless you as you draw closer to him. Be confident that your heavenly Father is at work in you, and he calls it a good work. Be the dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Let the construction of God continue. You are a good work in progress. Jesus is coming. Live ready today. The book of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. Looking forward to spending eternity with you in the presence of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Be there. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And yes, yes, y'all. That's a complete reading right there of Building Barricades of Truth from Pastor Mark C. Smith. God bless Pastor Mark C. Smith. God bless the Church Christian Service Center, St. Petersburg, Florida. Much love to you all. I appreciate this reading very dearly. All right, I really love it. Shouts to all the true churches out there spreading the pure gospel and sound doctrine. Much love, 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 love. Prayers, prayers, prayers. Amen. Yes, God of fellowship, people, the assembly, congregation, gatherings, got to all appreciate it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Most definitely. All right. So there you have it. All right. Just quick reminders of the word from the Old Testament, mostly the New Testament, and embracing the gospel, embracing the truth spirit, the Holy Spirit, not being deceived, being watchful of the enemy's tactics, being watchful of the enemy's devices. Amen. So let us always be watchful, sober, and alert in these last days that we're in. Amen. Most definitely. Also, what I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Here we go. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the hope for humanity, the true hope. Amen. Most definitely praise him. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty, true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father, the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, the highest, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone. Yes, yes, the true conqueror, the overcomer, most definitely. The Lord, our righteousness. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my high tower. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my everything and much more. The Lord our God is one. There's no one like him. Amen. Most definitely. Y'all, he is sufficient one. He is sustainer. Amen. Most definitely. Yahweh Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Yahai Yashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Ahai Yashai, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua. Yes, yes, y'all. He's the consuming fire. He is the father of lies, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. Hallelujah. Most definitely, with God, all things are possible. Nothing's too hard for the Lord. The Lord made everything in 6 days. It rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Most definitely. Believe that. Believe it, people. Faith, faith, faith. Mustard seed faith. Amazing faith. Faith, 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 people. Faith with works. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, y'all. He is the everything. He is so, so amazing, people. The Father and Son is awesome. So reliable, so clutch, so worthy, so able. Just amazing. Hallelujah. Yes, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrifice, the Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection of life, the resurrection, the resurrector, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahweh Shai, the word of Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua. He is the word of the consuming fire. He is the true word. In the beginning was the word. He was the word. Amen. David said that his word is purifying silver. The book of Hebrews says the word is a double-edged sword. We touch and agree. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. Most definitely. Living waters, people. His grace endureth forever. His mercy is love. It endures forever. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Most definitely, y'all. Only the Lord could do it for us. Nobody else can. Only the Father can do it. Amen. And we touch and agree, y'all. The Father and Son is so amazing. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Boast in the Lord. Tell everybody how awesome and amazing he is. Declare or proclaim to all the nations how great the Lord is and what he's done for you, what he's brought you through. Amen. Most definitely. His son is so amazing for dying for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. Yes, yes. He is the seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Jacob tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. In the authority and power name of Jesus Christ, in the authority, yes, yes. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul. New hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new abundance, new prosperity, new strength. Yes, yes, new love, new song to sing. Everything and above. That sickness is healed in Jesus' name. Your condition is healed in Jesus' name. By the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven. Get up and praise him. Get up, clap your hands. Get up and dance. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Celebrate. Gladness, joyful heart, stability, steadfastness, firm, faith, love, hope, all and above, double portion, triple portion. God will bless you, double for your trouble. Amen. In Jesus' name, we touch and agree. You will come back from every setback, failure, hurt, pain, trauma. The Lord going to turn it all around. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Give him some praise, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. All right, y'all. So I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized and get going with your life and keep striving. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Keep your eyes fixed on the prize forevermore. Amen. Most definitely, people. Most definitely. Most definitely, y'all. Got to stay strong. Got to hang in there, family. Got to stay in there. Hang in there, brothers and sisters of Christ. Hang in there. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. All right. So that's the word for today. Building the barricades of truth, y'all. Let us stay true in the word. Let us be firm. Let us be steadfast, faithful, and loyal all the way to the end. Amen. God, stay strong and blessed out there. All right, people. So there you have it. All right. What I love to do before I close out is give y'all this priestly blessing. Okay. So here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for you all. Praying for you all. Love you all dearly. Peace.
Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.